Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Chaz.
And
nothing's off limits, and we keeps it real.
Yeah. So obviously you have heard that we have our sometimes special guests on the podcast tonight. Sujata is away, and we have Chaz. And for those of you who do not know who Chaz is, he is my one and only husband.
One and only? Holy cow, thank God for that.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest.
You're having to pause and
if
think about that a lot.
If anything happens to you, God forbid, I won't get married again.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, we'll see how that falls.
No, I guarantee you okay. I will not be getting married again. Not
just,
that.
Just a lot of boy toys coming through. You just
yes,
actually won't marry them.
Yes. Okay. Say marry again.
Marry.
Marry.
Marry. Marriage.
Okay. What,
did I say it like
I
it sounded
it's like
Merry Christmas?
He's from New York, and I was asking him, I was trying to put something on our stories, and I wanted an arrow. But it's funny because I know how to spell arrow, but when I spelled arrow the right way, actually, when I spelled it the wrong way, like A-R-O-W, it gave more arrow options than spelling it correctly. So I asked him, hey, maybe I'm going crazy, but how do you spell arrow? And he said, what was your reply?
I spelled arrow,
no.
A-E-R-O. Arrow is A-R-R-O-W, but you said arrow, like that sort of like frisbee thing that we used to have growing up with the hole in it, or like Aerosmith, like that's you
what
said
the
arrow.
Fuck is the frisbee with the hole in it?
You don't you Google arrow after we're done.
Is that some white people shit?
Like are we back on this thing again?
Yes, we did not play. And so when he said arrow, when he spelled it like that, I was just like, what the fuck are you spelling? And he goes, yeah, like Aerosmith. I'm like, why would I fucking ask you how to spell arrow like an Aerosmith? He goes, because you didn't say arrow. You said
yeah.
Arrow.
Yeah.
But that's how people say arrow. They don't say arrow. Watch out. There's an arrow coming.
Do we really
he also
need to
says
be doing
Mario.
This?
Do we, no.
Mario.
No. How do you say it, though?
Yeah. Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. That's whack. I don't know. I know people
everybody
don't say that.
Everybody in New Jersey says that, though.
No.
You saw that. You saw that.
I know. But anyway. So he is drinking. We have in our office in bed. You're drinking straight tequila.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask for that, you have to say tequila on the rocks, right?
Probably, just, yeah.
Yeah. You have made me a espresso martini.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that there is a floating dog hair.
I am not responsible
thank you,
for
Nala.
Nala's floating dog hair.
But whatever, I've drinking and eating worse shit, so whatever. No. Okay, so
change the subject.
I just took a sip. Okay. Mm. I also got my lips done, so I'm kind of like dribbly a little bit.
Wanda-ish.
And am I looking like Wanda?
For those, yeah,
it is Wanda.
You would never look like Wanda, baby. You. Look
I feel
beautiful.
They feel a lot bigger than they actually
I
are.
I am ready to go.
And they do feel a lot bigger. And I feel like I am pouting my lips like dish every time I go anywhere. They don't look as bad as I think they do, but they are definitely swollen.
Yeah, they're bruised.
I know. Well, here's the thing. So I go to this one specific girl because I do not trust anyone else with doing my lips because I know how terrible or, you know, how easy it is to not get it right. And she got this new position where she travels everywhere training everyone. And so she's hardly ever in town. And I was looking through Instagram and I passed her and I, you know, after drinking a few glasses of wine, I was like, you know what? I want my fucking lips done. So I DM her and I'm like, hey, girl, when are you going to be in town? I need my lips done bad. And so this morning she texted me back at like 7:30 and was like, hey, I'm actually in today. And seeing patients, do you want to come in? And I was like, fuck yeah. And so I go in there. And so she does everything. She goes, hey, And I'm telling her I'm going to go meet a friend for like martinis after the appointment. And she goes, okay, well, I'm going to give you some Arnica gel because, you know, with the alcohol, you know, I'm not really too worried about it, but you'll see some bruising. And I'm like, wait, what? You're not supposed to drink alcohol after this stuff? And she was like, no, not really, but it's okay. Like, I can tell, like, you'll only be bruising, like, in one spot. And I said, okay. She goes, I'm not really concerned about the alcohol you're going to have, but it's more important about the alcohol, like, from last night. And I was like, oh, shit. I drank two. I was like.
5 hours later, your lips are like.
I was like, oops. Yeah. I said, I kind of forgot about that. And then when she walked me to the front, you know, there's, like, always, like, cute-ass girls working there because they, you know, it's on their lunch break, they do everything. And so I'm like, you know what? Actually, yes, I'm here because I drink wine, because I was drinking and a few glasses in. I was like, you know what? I need to do my lips. And so the wine got me here.
You're owning it.
And they were just laughing. I was like, I'm sorry. So, you know, Chaz's birthday dinner is in a couple days. And so if I look kind of like lips busted, then happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Don't be sucking on my lips. Okay, let's follow up, because we did, if you missed last week's episode, we talked about cheating. All these different scenarios. Do you say scenario?
Yeah, scenarios.
Do you say resources?
No, resources.
Okay. Anyway, all these different scenarios that you either would, you know, say something or not say something, and based on, you know, does it matter how close a relationship is? Does it matter if you're closer to the husband or the wife? Does it matter if, like, the husband's an asshole or the wife's a bitch? And so we made assumptions on what guys would do because, you know, bro code is a thing. And I personally think guys don't really make friends as easily as women. What do you think?
What do you mean by that? Like,
well, like, so you don't want to mess up a bro code and, like, risk losing friends or anything like that? Or does that matter? Or one thing has nothing to do with the other?
Yeah, I think one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Okay. All right. So let's just say, because we were thinking,
I mean, I'm
no
with
way.
You that guys, like, especially at my age, like, we're much more about reducing the number of people in the circle as opposed to adding to the circle. But that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, well, because, you know, if things can go south when you, you know, speak up about certain things, and if you become ostracized mm-hmm. from a group and that's your only group, then, you know, what do you do? So I didn't know if that, you know, was a factor in your decision making. But so let's ask you, right? Okay. If you went on a trip, a guy's trip, and let me put it to you this way, right? Mm-hmm. If you went somewhere and you saw a wife of one of your friends,
mm-hmm.
someone that you know,
yep,
like holding hands with someone or like kissing them, what would you do?
I would probably call that wife the next day or whatever mm-hmm. and say something to the effect of, like, look, this is what I saw, and I'm not, you know, this is assuming it is a friend, right? I'm not keeping this a secret, but I will give you the courtesy of having the conversation. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, you know, a week from now when I see this guy or whatever, like, it's I'm going to pull him aside and it's going to come up. So it's up to you as to whether or not you want to be the one to have the conversation.
It sounds like you and Sajata are the same.
No. Because, well, so when I was listening to the episode, it's like,
well, she was like, if you don't tell, I will.
You're right. But you laid a very specific condition. I think Sujata, you know, is all in, you know, under any circumstance. So to that
point,
in this circumstance, yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is, if I saw the wife of somebody that I knew, but I didn't necessarily have a relationship with, mm-hmm. but I saw them doing that, then No, I probably like I wouldn't get involved because I wouldn't feel like with a friend. I feel like it's my obligation mm-hmm. as their friend.
Okay.
To you know, to do that. If it's a random person, that not a random person, but if it's somebody that I don't have a specific connection mm-hmm. with, then no, I probably wouldn't say anything. But I'd store that in the chamber because you know you never know when you're gonna need something like yeah. that to be able
okay.
to.
Okay. 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 So what if you were the other way around where you saw the husband do something?
So like it's a husband that I'm on a guy's trip and they do something or whatever, or yeah. like I'm out and I'm not with that person, but I just happen to sort of see them across the bar or whatever
right.
it is.
Right. Cause I'm going to ask you the other question later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So buckle
up. Cause I think it's different. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you just saw, I don't know, one of our neighbor friends.
Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on whether or not I have any, depend on whether or not I have any kind of relationship with that, you know, with that person's spouse, or frankly, it would be depending on whether or not you have a relationship with this. But no, seriously, like mm-hmm. I know it feels like I'm probably like complicating it or getting more specific, but like we're scenario playing a little bit here. Mm-hmm. So if the wife is one of your good friends, then I'm letting you down as a partner by not telling you what I saw. If you're not connecting, like if it's not somebody that you have a relationship, then yeah, probably not. But that one's going to be a fun one to come out at some point. Like if we're shit talking against that person, I'd be like, oh, guess what? I didn't yeah. tell you about this, but I'll tell you what I saw. Okay. You were hoping for a different answer from me, weren't you?
Well, I just don't want to know because I don't want to know and I don't want to say, right? I don't want to be the one with the knowledge and just know that I know, right? I'd rather like you not even tell me and me just go on my life without even knowing that, because I think that, you know, if it's a good friend and you told me this, you know, I could not say anything.
No, I get that. I just, so... I hear you. At the same time, what you're asking me to do is to lie to you, kind of.
No, not lie to me. Just don't tell me. Just kind of, you know.
You're right. But even to that point.
I don't think it's lying. I don't think that that's what it's called.
Yeah, if I didn't proactively bring it up. But I don't know. I mean, to just assume that over the course of time, somebody that you have a good, you know, relationship mm-hmm. with, that something related to the subject, you know, would come like
no.
at some point by me not telling you, mm-hmm. I would be dodging or lying around.
Yeah. It. Okay. So then lastly, then if you were on a guy's trip
mm-hmm.
and obviously these are really cool guys mm-hmm. you'd be going on a trip with that you're really close to, and one of them, I don't even want, like, cheated or y'all suspected of cheating. Like, he was away with a girl.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm, right, so facts only. Regardless of whether or not it's a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Facts only, you're talking about super dangerous territory that
yeah.
if you're wrong, like, the stakes are massively high.
Okay.
So, let's not go there on the, they disappeared, right? Now, like, if they both walked out of the same, like, bedroom or whatever, but you didn't know what was going on, like that's different. But so a couple of things, you know, to that. I think one, it does depend on what my relationship is with that person's wife,
mm-hmm.
because of some of my best friends, like I, you know, their wives are amazing. Some of them, so, you know, so that would depend. I honestly think, if that person, I mean, first off, it's also my obligation as their friend, if I think they're kind of going down a dangerous road, to see if I can sort of rescue it
mm-hmm.
a little, you know, a little bit, like really, really close friends. That's not considered like, best friends that step in, that's not considered cock blocking. Like if you are super close and your boy is about to do something.
Yeah,
dangerous,
but I'm talking about we would all do that, right? But like I'm talking about like let's just say like yes, they made out and you saw them make out. They were really drunk and they made out. It's tough. I'm telling you. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those like, where does your commitment? I could see it going in a bunch of different ways, and it honestly would. It wouldn't be a rule of thumb, and it wouldn't be a rule of thumb in terms of just like, hey, somebody that you're really good friends with, because mm-hmm. It would really vary from person to person. The actual, situation. But I don't think I would go, it wouldn't be to the point where I would say, I'm telling their spouse or whatever.
You would like just talk to them, talk to the guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'd,
they're like, dude, hey, last night I don't know if you remember this happened.
I don't know how, like, I think it would be one of those things where the conversation might come up organically. Cause the other thing too, and this is difference between, guy friendships versus girl friendships. Mm-hmm. Most of the time with guys, like if there are behind the scenes problems in the relationship or marriage, like, you know, guys don't necessarily like confide that in each other as much as girls do, right? Mm-hmm. So the other thing too on the guy's side is you also don't know what else is kind of going on that would trigger mm-hmm. it. I think with girls it's a little bit more obvious. Like, you know whether or not it's one of those like, hey, there's a relationship problem, mm-hmm. something is missing, and they basically like this opportunity totally fulfilled a gap versus like they got drunk.
Would you come back and tell me?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. I'm just curious because some guys do. And some, so like, then you have half the wives that know, half the wives that maybe don't know. And
well, I think what also gets tricky is I wouldn't want to create a situation where, you get nervous about either what you can trust me in or what you can trust my friends in mm-hmm. a scenario because of
all
that
stuff.
I
don't think I would react that way. It would be just more of a, shit, it sounds like everyone knows except the girl.
But
who
see,
we
I
all
would,
know.
But I would think about it the other way. So like if you were going on a girls' trip with multiple girls mm-hmm. that I knew had cheated on their husband or whatever, then what that says to me is, if you kind of how we were talking about with like the get in the way and mm-hmm, interrupt, mm-hmm. I can't count on those girls to
do that
you
to
know,
me.
To,
if something yeah. went.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, yeah. I mean, because if someone's like cheating on their stuff, like clearly they're okay with it. And I wouldn't say they would like encourage someone else to do it, but they wouldn't like necessarily stop it. I wouldn't trust that they would be like, hey, you shouldn't do that if mm-hmm. they're doing it themselves.
Yeah. And what's also kind of weird about it is I know it isn't, this isn't necessarily true. Maybe this is just the way that I would think about it is, right, you talk about people having a conversation with you after, mm-hmm. right? I even translate that to a certain perspective of if you did something and none of your friends talked to you afterwards, then I'd be like, got it. They don't have my back on this thing.
Yeah. It's hard because in any situation, I think it sucks for the observer because either, you know, you say something and you ruin a marriage. You say something and whatever like the whatever recovery they talked about, they're still together. And you, now you're the one who said something. And so they both don't like you now or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't say anything and then later on they found out that you had known this whole time and didn't say anything, you're all fucked all the way.
Yeah. So what I think it boils down to is if they have exposed you to whatever, mm-hmm. then you should be allowed to do whatever puts you in a point where you're at peace with it. In other words,
yeah.
right, it's not fair for you to carry any kind of burden or any secret that you don't feel comfortable mm-hmm. doing or whatever it is. So, you know, whether or not it's like as... So I'll put her on the spot, right? Like Sujata talked about in the last episode, it's important for her to be at peace, to have that conversation. Yeah. And you know what? That's totally appropriate, right? If somebody is going to expose her, you know, to that, then that's, you know, that's her deal. You know, someone, right, for your situation, you may or may not have the conversation. Mm-hmm. You may not have it at all, but you wouldn't look at it and feel like you were carrying a burden as a result. So that's where I kind of think it's like,
I think, you know,
once you expose people, it's whatever they need to be. You know what I mean?
I mean, the
guilt isn't on them to carry.
Right. So in to piggyback on that, like as far as the guilt and stuff, I would feel guilt if it was like a really close friend of mine. I wouldn't feel guilt if it was just someone that I knew casually, because I'm not going to run into them a lot. And, you know, someone else closer must have seen or will see or whatever. I don't think, you know, of something like that being a one-time thing. You either do it or you don't do it, you know? And so I'm like, let someone else catch them and then fucking say something.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you have a responsibility to go.
I know,
you know,
but like Sujata, you know, her and her...
But that's right. That's for her to be at peace for it, right? She's not making the statement that everybody...
I couldn't be at peace if it was a close person and I knew, because every time I see them and talk to them, I'm, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Now, I will say, though, that to your point, I wouldn't say anything if I knew, like, we all hated the husband, like he was some jerk off. I'd be like, whatever.
Well, yeah, because you don't. Well, but we're getting back to like the point of like what burden are you carrying? What obligation, right? And so you don't feel guilt or, you know what I mean, or a burden, or like you're betraying that you know, that person. You don't owe them necessarily anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-mm. I know. Well,
but I mean, it's one of those things where, honestly, you kind of talked about it earlier, like the likelihood that you make a decision that is not what the other person who got cheated on would like want or would want to have happen is super high. So that's the other thing that's tricky, is like more likely than not, it's in some way, shape, or form, it's not going to play out, you know, in a better way for you.
It's not. I just think it sucks. It just sucks. You know what I mean? It's like, why do you have to see anything like that? Because it just puts you at... You have to make a decision either way, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it just sucks.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, in sure to get at the as shitty as this is to say, like to get at the guys trip thing, like if there was something where I thought, let me remove myself from actually witnessing what might potentially happen.
The fuck out of there.
Like, how do I get myself in a like a see no evil, hear no evil kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. I'd much rather do that than open Pandora's box and the whole other thing.
Well, but then that way you don't need to lie. You don't have to lie to anybody, right? So I mean,
it's lying. I just think it's not.
Well, no, I don't think by not saying you're lying. I just mean, like I said, you never know any kind of scenario if somebody is a part of your life, right? At some point in the future years that you know them or talk to them or whatever, mm-hmm. like it's hard for there not to be something that brushes up on it where like, even if it isn't blatantly like you're deliberately changing the subject. I don't know. I mean, it can get gray really fast.
I know. And then we have conversations about the people who we think should be cheating on them. You know what I mean? like, God, I can't believe he's with her or she's with him, you know? No.
I would
not cheat on, but I can't believe like they're together or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
I wouldn't say cheat. Sorry, I take it back. But like, man, can't believe she or he puts up with that shit all the time.
No, yeah, that's that's true.
Yeah. Okay. So, since we're recording with each other,
mm-hmm.
I did a podcast with Sujata a few episodes back, and we were talking about how I found out that we, both of us, didn't really like talking dirty.
No, that's not true.
Okay, but like saying certain things, right? Like when we'd have sex,
I didn't think it was talking dirty. Like it was that's not dirty. It was like aggressive. Like, you better fucking do that. Like, that's what it was.
So you were doing, but the funny thing is that I thought like you enjoyed me saying those things to you,
mm-hmm.
and you thought the same thing of me. And so it's not like I really enjoyed saying those things. I was doing it to please you, and you were doing it to me. But then how many years later we find out that we both don't really enjoy hearing those things. So
it's not that I don't enjoy, like, it's just, it doesn't do anything.
Because I tried, like, I don't know if you realize, like, I tried to, because I also now think like, okay, well, saying nothing is also like a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I tried something, you know, I said, you want me to say it?
You're gonna go
okay
there.
Well, like, what, you like making me super wet or whatever, right? And like you really got off to that.
Hell yeah, I did.
Okay, so it's I guess it's like how I say it or what I say.
No okay, so there's a difference between like the dirty and aggressive,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay So
I need to be like, I don't want to come across as a wuss on this thing. Like it wasn't like I'm into, but it just, I don't know. That doesn't where you're like,
okay,
you better fucking do this. Whatever. Like, like, all right.
So if I said like, you better fucking put your dick in me right now versus put your dick in me. There's a big difference.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. But you don't like physical like slapping and stuff. No chokeholds.
No, that doesn't.
Spicing it up. I mean, you're turning 45. We've gone through. Mm-hmm. So
I think if you started choking me, I'd be like, I'd pretend to go with it, but in my head, I'd be like,
she really wants me.
Can you stop fucking choking me right now?
Be like, did you sign all your paperwork for your insurance and wills?
Like, all right. So in a world of pre-Jacqueline, like I've had my fucking back scratched and like I've just been like, that fucking hurts,
like blood, like,
it's not that bad. I mean,
I've done that before.
It feels
to you?
Like a, no, but it's like, but even that, I was like, man, I feel like my fucking back got clawed.
Well,
like
we used to have a friend that would, that her nickname,
oh yeah, Scratches.
I do miss like so that's why I don't want to say I live vicariously through my friends who are still single, but I love hearing their sexcapades because it brings me back to like, you know, when we would when
so
we
you
were
can
all
live
sing-
vicariously.
No, but it was so cool and funny, and when we would have nicknames for all of like our friends when they talk about the people who they sleep with, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so like it takes me back to all like those real fun times when we would make up like fucking nicknames for people mm-hmm. and stuff. And it's just, oh, what did you talk to, I'm just Scratches lately or mm-hmm. whatever. I think it's like, you know, we're like, oh, it's not as fun when you're like, so you and husband having sex lately? Like, actually no, you know, or yeah, whatever it is, you know.
Well, I feel like there's some, I can't remember whether or not it was like a comedian had this thing or it was on like a sitcom or whatever, but it's like literally you could talk about the same person or at least guy talk, right? Mm-hmm. Like if a guy is dating a girl or their girlfriend, right? And they talk amongst their guy friends about like what they're going on. Like, yeah, that's awesome, right? High fives around. But if you do that when you're married, it's like, oh, that's gross, man. Oh, that's man, your that's fucking wife. Fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know what? I will tell you that women talk about that, like about their husbands, and we can talk for days.
I'm sure.
You know, it's just because we get
what,
it.
What an endearing quality.
Like, oh God, he wants for me to suck sake, what man. Again? Fuck. His birthday's coming up. Damn.
Has it been a year already?
God, are you sure? It's been a year? It feels
no,
like just
no,
yesterday.
No. I remember we celebrated your birthday last year.
Yeah, so your turn. Okay. We have been together for how long?
So dating, it's been a little over 19 years. Married, it'll be 17 in October.
Yeah. And so Chaz brought it up to me. He's like, wow, I can't believe we've been there. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe I've been like having the same dick for 20 years. And he was like, well, you don't have to put it like that. I'm like, well,
yeah, no kidding.
But like, seriously, if people, you know, yeah, being married, be like, you're only going to have this one. And it's not the idea of like having others, but it's just like this one thing forever, you know, like that's kind of crazy. That's crazy. You don't think it's crazy? And I think that's why we have to spice it
I
up.
Guess,
you
know,
you have
like,
to do different things.
I mean, like I hear you. I just I'm so far removed from being single that it doesn't sound crazy. But it's like, you know how I've joked with you where I've been like, God, if I had no offense to our listeners that are single, but I said like, man, if I had to be single again, that sounds exhausting.
I like, don't know, because we've never been single in an age where like, I mean, Match had just come out because we had a friend doing that,
mm-hmm.
like working on that program, like Match.com, and it's .com because there were no like yeah. apps and stuff. But
no. Like when like, we started dating, that's when like internet dating was like. It was taboo or like
yeah.
that you had to resort to it.
Right. But it had just started coming out. And now, like, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so different now. And then, and now people can just like alter photos and stuff. And I don't know. It's just, I don't trust that shit. That's why, I don't know. I'd just be like a hoe. I'm not going to trust anybody. I would not bring anyone back to my house. You know, I just.
Wait, you just said you were going to be a hoe, so you wouldn't. Oh, you mean you just go over to everybody else's house?
Yeah, that or a hotel room or something, you know? I don't want people knowing where I live if I'm just going to, like, not give a shit after
mm-hmm.
this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, we'll, all
great.
Of my
I
friends are going to.
I appreciate
we're
all
gonna
the
live,
insight
we're
into
gonna
your
live
Tinder
in a Golden
game.
Girls
this
house, you know, all my girlfriends and mm-hmm. stuff, and no boys allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but I was, you know, we have to change things up. And I feel like, honestly, babe, like, I know you would probably say that you'd want, when I say healthy sex life, you'd probably be like, well, we could have it more. But, like, the sex that we have, I'd say it's pretty rock star.
I love that this is on the record. This is phenomenal.
Well, I'm just saying because we have.
This is recorded in history. That's amazing. This is amazing.
But it is, I will say it's because I feel comfortable and confident and have, you know, said, hey, let's use this, let's do this. You know, like mm-hmm. when before I wouldn't have. I don't want to say I wouldn't have said anything, but like, fuck that. Like, I know my body now. I know what I need. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. And like, you are okay using other things. You know, some guys are like, oh, am I not enough? Which is totally fucking dumb, by the way. If you know women, which whoever says that clearly doesn't, You know, it's just, it doesn't really get us off all the time, you know? And I think if you're going to have sex, that both people should have an orgasm. Are you quiet?
Are you waiting for me to say
yeah? I mean, do you agree?
Sure. No. Well, I think so.
Because guys always do.
Well, so to your point of the, am I not enough? Like, is that a thing for, you know, for a guy or for me? Sure. But like, I guess the thing for me that I, you know, that I got over is that's not going to change, like, the problem that needs to be solved, right?
Yeah.
So I might as well be like, figure out how to be part of the solution. Otherwise, somebody else is going to be part of the solution.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that, you know, if that answers, but yeah, it's, of course, like it's exciting that, you know, that's still great there. And you know, it's everything that you mentioned, but I think also, like, I don't know, this is going to sound really sappy, like outside of that, I mean, we've worked very hard and managed to make sure that we're in a spot where, like, the respect and adoration for each other hasn't faded. And so, like, if you've got that and then you've got the other aspect, then you're in good shape. But if either of those two are off, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I think it always, and going back to, like, what you sign up for when you get married, like, this is your partner for, you know, however long, that it does need to change. You do need to, you know, switch things up a bit. And I think maybe, you know, that's why before, when people would say, oh, like, swinger clubs or whatever, like, I think, you know, you kind of want things to be exciting. You know, you don't want to ever, like, not have anything be exciting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so even it's just like being around that, or like, I'm not even saying go and like partake in, like, or just like even seeing it or like it turning you on or whatever, you know, I think that also just like adds to excitement. So whatever it is that you need to do, you know, to make, cause it is a big part, you know, if we were not having sex, that would suck.
Yes. Yes.
No,
it would.
I meant like if we were not having good sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't enjoying it or anything like that, you know, but you have been okay and willing to.
Oh, I've been okay. Thanks.
Willing to, you know, whatever I like suggest,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Yeah. You've been able to go with it. And, you know, to be honest, like if it makes it more enjoyable for me, that makes me want to have it more than not. So I don't know why anyone would say no to those things. But thank you for that. And I won't say that I won't ask you to do other things later. Like, we're cool now, but like in 10 years, like, you know.
I'm surprised you're signing up for 10 more years. I'll take it.
I say like in maybe, I don't know. But like maybe we'll go to like, I don't know, swingers clubs and check it out and see what's going on.
I don't know whether or not I could do that. That feels, that would probably
like,
be, that would be out of my comfort zone, I think.
Yeah, but I think it would be cool just to kind of like, I don't know. I was talking to someone and they were just saying, you know, how they never like participated in it, but they would like it would make them as a couple feel more sexual with each other. Like, it's not like they like hooked up with other people there. You can, and then sometimes you don't, and sometimes you just like, everywhere is set up that you could have sex anywhere and everywhere.
No, I get that, but I feel like it's free reign for people to be like hitting on my wife the whole time.
No,
and I can't
you,
do anything.
No,
about
I think
it.
I think it's very like respected. Like, hey, you know what I mean? So like, you go into these rooms for that to happen.
Okay, I mean, look, man, I don't know. I have never been in that. So, I mean, the whole premise of the thing, I think, I don't know, is I feel like it's I feel like what you're describing is just a sex club where it's like certain rooms or certain floors are like under certain parameters. I think it's like if you're going into flat out a swingers club, like you are trading off and everything is fair game. And if you're like, no, don't talk to my wife. It's like, no, fuck you. Like, don't come into there's my no, freaking club.
There's no wristband colors to distinguish what level you want to go in at. No.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, right? Like, I don't know. We'll see. But we'll definitely talk about it okay. and have clarification.
Yes.
You know, and not just assume that the other is like mm-hmm. cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 20 years. Mm-hmm. All right, babe. Thank you for being so supportive of us. Always listening to our podcast. Coming on when we need you.
Man, it's fun.
You know, we've gotten a lot of followers. And yeah, I mean, I appreciate you being open and honest from a guy's point of view. And, you know, yes, it's called Authentically Moms. But if you want to know what your girl wants, what your girl's talking about, how to, you know, cater to her more, maybe you tune in too. Right?
Yep, you got it.
All right. Well, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, at Authentically Moms. Rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.